The international embarrassment is growing for the Nigerian government over its failure to locate scores of schoolgirls kidnapped by militants more than a fortnight ago. Anger within the West African nation is also rising over the attack, suspected of being carried out by the Islamic group Boko Haram. There are fears many of the missing girls may have been smuggled out of Nigeria and into neighbouring countries. Simon Fraser reports.
Many tears have been shed in the town of Chibok since more than 200 schoolgirls were taken a fortnight ago. Exact figures are sketchy, but it's believed around 180 remain missing. These two local women are among those whose grief is now turning to anger.
The men, all of them ganged up and went to the bush and to search for them. They said, if we die, let's die all together. They went, they couldn't find them. They came back. Everybody's crying. For how long are we going to wait for the government to help us? We can't bear it anymore. We can't. We would just want the government to help us. We want the whole world to hear this and help us. We cannot continue to be quiet. We have been quiet for too long. We thought government is going to help us.
No one has claimed responsibility for the mass kidnapping, but it's believed to be the work of Boko Haram, an extremist Islamic group that's active in the country's north. A Chibok community elder, Pogo Beatrice, says some of the girls have been spotted being taken by truck and canoe across into neighbouring Cameroon and Chad.
Some of them have been married off to insurgents. These are kind of slavery, you know, you go and capture women and then sell them off.
There are questions about how seriously the authorities are taking their efforts to find the girls.
Both the army and the police in northern Nigeria are frequently somewhat divided as to their loyalties.
Helen Ware was formerly Australia's High Commissioner in Zambia, Malawi and Namibia. She's now a Professor of Peace Studies at the University of New England. Professor Ware says there's no guarantee the girls will be reunited with their families.
Some of them may gradually slip back, maybe having escaped from having been held over the international borders. Also, you have to wonder how much the Nigerian government, which after all has just rejoiced in the fact that Nigeria is now richer than South Africa, wants to be paraded before the world. They're so ineffectual they can't even search out a series of schoolgirls.
Boko Haram translates to mean Western education is sinful, and Professor Ware says the school attack was certainly ideological.
From time to time they're very public because they make these statements and they're engaged in terrorist activities that are clearly very public. Its actual membership is much less clear, as is indeed its leadership. From time to time the government seizes people who are regarded as leaders within Boko Haram. But also there are probably young men who just claim to be a part of it because there's a certain status.
Professor Helen Ware from the University of New England, ending Simon Fraser's report.